Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Baba Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezach, and find Ziva Kohagon, Bikar of Mamish. Now, the previous Mishnah we learned that if a person stole from his friend and he swore falsely about it, either claiming that he didn't steal or that he already returned it, and then he admitted on his own, you know what, I swore falsely and I really do owe you the money, there's a Joshua Rapasa that tells us that he has to physically hand this money over to the Nigzal, no matter where the Nigzal is, even if he's in Madai, he's really far away, he's got to take a train, a rocket ship, a plane, or a bus, no matter what he has to do in order to get to the Nigzal. Now, there's another thing as well that we did not learn about that this Mishnah is going to be discussing. He also has to pay a chaimesh. He has to also pay a fifth of what he stole. So let's say he stole $4, he would have to pay $1 as the added kenas. So now we discuss this. Mishnah tells us, no salas a keren, v'lo no salas a chaimesh. Let's say the Gazlan gave the Nigzal the keren, the principal amount that he stole, the $4, but he didn't pay him the chaimesh. He didn't give him that $1. Or, machal el keren, v'lo machal el chaimesh, the Gazlan was michal. He forgave the keren, but he didn't forgive the chaimesh. Or, machal el zev al zeh, he was michal on everything, the keren and the chaimesh, chutz mi pachas mi shavu pruta b'keren, except for less than a shavu pruta's worth of the keren that he wasn't meichel on. So in all these situations, ein yitzarech leil chachrov, the gazlan does not have to go all the way after the nigzal to give the chaimesh or to give that little bit that was not nimchal, that wasn't forgiven, because he only has to chase after him to give him the money back if we're talking about the keren and not the chaimesh, or if we're talking about a shavu pruta's worth and not less than a shavu pruta's worth. However, nasa leis a chaimesh v'loi nasa leis a keren. Let's say the gazlan only paid the nigzal the chaimesh and not the keren, or machal el chaimesh v'loi machal el keren. The nigzal was meichel the chaimesh, but he wasn't meichel the keren. Or machal el zev al zeh, he was meichel on everything, chutz mi shava pruta bekeren, except for shava pruta's worth of the keren, tzarech lechacharav, in all these scenarios, the gazlan does still have to go after the nigzal wherever he is, because he has a shava pruta's worth of the keren that he still has to pay. Moving on to Mishnah Zion, we're going to see another case, how this gazlan sticks his foot even deeper into his mouth. Nasalais hakeren, v'nishba le'el chaimesh. Let's say he paid the keren, and then he swore falsely about the chaimesh. He swore, oh, I already paid you the chaimesh. And then he admitted on his own, okay, I swore falsely about that. Harez Mishalim, Chaimesh, Al Chaimesh. He has to pay a fifth on that fifth. This fifth that he swore falsely about becomes a new Keren. In our case that he had stolen $4 and the Chaimesh is $1, so now this $1 of Chaimesh that he swore falsely about and then subsequently admitted that he really owes becomes its own Keren, so now he has to pay a Chaimesh to that Keren. That means he would have to pay a dollar and then another 25 cents. And he would have to continue doing this until the Keren becomes worth less than a Shavu Pruta. So let's just take our example where he swore falsely about this dollar, and then he has to pay 25 cents on that as the chaimesh. And then let's say he swore falsely about the 25 cents. That 25 cent chaimesh now becomes a new keren, and he has to pay a chaimesh of that keren, which would, let's say for argument's sake, be a nickel. And then let's say he swore falsely about the nickel, he would technically have to pay a chaimesh on that, and this would continue going until the chaimesh is worth less than a shavu pruta, however much a shavu pruta is worth. And now the Mishnah tells us, it's the same exact thing with a bikadon with a deposit. It's not just with stealing. And how do we know this shenemar? Because the pasuk tells us, bikadon of Sumas Yad, with a deposit, or with a halva, a loan, a begazel, or stealing, or asha kazmisoi, or he withheld wages, a matzaveda, where he found a lost object, v'kichashban, he denied it, v'nishbar al-shakar, and he swore falsely, harez mishalim karen, v'chaimish v'asham, he has to pay a karen, a chaimish the fifth, and a asham, he has to bring this carbon asham. And now we just speak this out in the case of bikadoin, of deposit. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, hechan pikdaini, where's that thing I deposited by you? And Amar loy, Shimon says, avad, it was lost. So Reuven tells Shimon, mashbiachani, I make you swear about that. Va'amar, and Shimon says, amen, yes, I swear that it was lost. So here there's a difference. We didn't mention this before, but it applies equally to the stealing case and this deposit case. Edom are coming along to say that he consumed it. He ate that deposit. So Mishalim Karen, he only has to pay a Karen. However, this is what we've been talking about the whole time. If this guy who stole, or the Shimer of this deposit, admitted on his own that he swore falsely, it's in this scenario that Mishalim Karen v'chaimesh v'asham, he would have to pay a Karen, a chaimesh, and a asham. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.